This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India has the capability to overcome every challenge and the spirit of Vande Mataram embodies that strength. He said Vande Mataram is not just a song or a hymn, but a source of inspiration that awakens people towards their duties. He underscored that Vande Mataram is the country's inspiration as people pursue the dream of an Atmanirbhar Bharat. The Prime Minister said this during a discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram in the Lok Sabha yesterday. The national song was written by Bankim Chandra Chatterjee in 1875.
Bharat har chunautiyon ko paar karne mein samarth hai. Vande Mataram ke bhav ki wo taakat hai. Vande Mataram ye sirf geet ya bhav geet nahi, ye hamare liye prerna hai. Rashtra ke prati kartavyon ke liye hame jagjorne wala kaam hai aur isliye hame nirantar isko karte rehna hoga. हम आत्मनिर्भर भारत का सपना लेकर के चल रहे हैं, इसको पूरा कर रहे हैं.
कांग्रेस एमपी गौरव गोगोई सेड सेवरल राइटर्स एंड पोएट्स फ्रॉम बंगाल रोट सॉन्ग्स दैट इंस्पायर्ड मेनी ड्यूरिंग द इंडिपेंडेंस मूवमेंट. समाजवादी पार्टी लीडर अखिलेश यादव, टीएमसी एमपी काकुली घोष दस्तीदार, देवेश चंद्र ठाकुर ऑफ द जेडीयू, डॉक्टर बायरेड्डी शबरी ऑफ द टीडीपी, श्रीरंग बारने ऑफ द शिवसेना ऑल्सो स्पोक ड्यूरिंग द डिस्कशन. बीजेपी एमपी बांसुरी स्वराज, IUML's E.T. Muhammad Bashir, Samajwadi Party's Ikra Chaudhary, Lovely Anand of the JDU, BJP MP Sambit Patra, Kalyan Banerjee of the TMC were among those who participated in the debate. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said a total of 66 members participated in the debate. He said the entire nation watched how everyone in the House came together for a discussion on Vande Mataram till midnight. Today, Lok Sabha will discuss the issue of electoral reforms. Meanwhile, Radha Sabha is scheduled to take up discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram. Moreover, National Democratic Alliance NDA Parliamentary Party will hold a meeting at the JMC Balayogi Auditorium in the Parliament Library Building PLB today. All NDA members of the Lok Sabha and the Radha Sabha have been asked to be present in the meeting. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the Handicrafts Awards in New Delhi today to honour distinguished master craftspersons for 2023 and 2024. In a statement, Minister of Textiles said that these prestigious national accolades celebrate exceptional artistic mastery and underscore the government's commitment to preserving and promoting India's rich and diverse handicraft heritage. Union Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu has said that IndiGo is solely responsible for the recent air crisis and has failed in its duties. Talking exclusively to DD News, Mr. Naidu said that IndiGo's mismanagement of its internal crew and pilot utilization is to be blamed for the recent disruptions and flight cancellations, not the flight duty time limitations, FDTL guidelines. He declared that the government is under no pressure by them and has always treated every airline with equal stead. Civil Aviation Secretary Samir Kumar Sinha has said that flight operations are almost back to normal, noting that IndiGo operated more than 1,800 flights yesterday, which is close to its usual schedule. Speaking to the media, he also emphasized that all other airlines, including Akasa, Air India Express and SpiceJet, have operated at full capacity.
Things are almost back to normal. Airlines have been performing. In fact, the operations have been very, very smooth. IndiGo has flown more than 1,800 flights, which is almost normal. And all the other airlines like Akasa, Air India Express, Air India, SpiceJet, they have flown their full capacity. So things are getting back to normal, as I see.
In men's cricket, a five-match T20 series between hosts India and South Africa is set to begin today. The opening match will be played at the Barabati Stadium in Cuttack, Odisha from 7 p.m. Meanwhile, Indian skipper Surya Kumar Yadav has confirmed that both Hardik Pandya and Shubman Gill are in readiness to make a comeback in this series after their bouts with injuries. In men's hockey, Indian South Africa played 2-2 draw in the second test match of the tri series at the Hartley Vale Stadium in Cape Town, South Africa last night. With this, South Africa managed to keep the three-match test series alive as they fell 5-2 to India in the opening test yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.